This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, you better stop.
Like, it's just that we are right now experiencing a void in professional opinion because of this Goldwater rule.
Congresswoman, what is the motivation behind the legislation that you've introduced?
Actually, the legislation urges the vice president, along with the cabinet, to secure the assistance of medical professionals. As has been noted by your prelim into this, a lot of people are concerned about the president's behavior. He seems to lack impulse control. He swings from topic to topic. Any of us who's had an older person that we know suffering from a mental decline can see certain signs that worry us. Repetition, someone who seems lost in where they are. When he was in Israel saying, we just got back from the Middle East, did he not know that Frederick Douglass had died, or was he confused? I think that if this were a obvious physical disability, let's say a massive heart attack, the vice president and the cabinet would be getting the advice of medical professionals. Similarly, with these questions, they should get advice from medical professionals on whether this is the president just being an odd person or whether there's a problem here.
Okay, but
well, oh my goodness, this is that that deal. Whether it's the spec or the 2x4.
I mean, people.
What she just identified is what some would probably characterize as Congress. So now we're going to have medical professionals for every elected official.
Well, hey, look, man, I'm fine going down that road. If you guys want to go down that road, but they're all getting it.
Yeah.
They're all getting it because I can look over at her side, and there's Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi. There's moments where, Sanders, Warren. All those people, they all have moments where they're no different than Donald Trump.
Well, I think, wasn't President Obama on a campaign? This was actually, I think, before. This would have been the first campaign. When he talked about visiting all 56 states of the union?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And last time I checked, I think President, then candidate Obama was probably at least 20, 25 years younger than Donald Trump, but there was no mental derangement question there whatsoever. Even when he was talking with George Stephanopoulos, was talking about his Mormon faith, and Stephanopoulos was really quick to cover and go, you meant Christian, right? If I remember correctly, Barack Obama repeated Muslim, and then he says corpsman, and he repeated corpsman. So was that some kind of sign of some sort of mental dysfunction and, something we should call, medical professionals in for? This is so unhinged. The dangerous part of all this is that words do matter, and they're out there. And this is a declaration of their worldview and how they perceive things. And this is what I've come to just accept. In trying to understand, because some of this stuff just flat out doesn't make sense, Scott. It's not even just chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction where you hear that screech, This is absolutely, we've got to get a hold of reality here. They're just so beside themselves that their side lost. And that Donald Trump is president, that they can't find anything whatsoever that this president is doing that they can come alongside and support on behalf of we the people who are paying, paying their way, who's covering all their expenses. But no, let's make it all partisan at our expense. And that's what I want to remind Main Street. And I think this is what Main Street is about ready to, stick their head out the windows and start yelling, enough is enough. This is insane. That part is insane. You know, we elected Donald Trump. Let's move on here. Let's get this country back on track. Let's get people back to work. And let's get a government here that stays within a budget.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
All because we want to, and all because we need to. I mean, after all, hey, we're in this fight together. And if we're going to do something of any kind of worth and value to the next generation, you know, we got to get our acts together. Okay, let's try to make this you know, work in such a way for all that we're investing in it, that there is that return on investment. Why not? There's a lot more to be gained when we're unified as opposed to when we're apart. I mean, look what's happening right now. What a big waste of time and resources. You know, people are dying, lives. I mean, this is, you know, we're better than this, ladies and gentlemen. And we're, you know, we're in a situation where the tail is shaking the dog. And I know our next guest, Michael Conley, who is back with us, would agree with this. Because, you know, what is happening here, Michael, is the silent majority is, you know, speaking up a little bit. But I think we've got to be more definitive, even though I think we spoke loud and clear back in November with the election of Donald Trump. You know, I think these politicians are questioning, you know, did the voters really say? And it may take the 2018 you know, this next election of 2018 to convince the establishment. Yes, we said it and we meant it.
I think so. It's gonna, I think 2018 is going to be very important. And one of the things that I think is going to destroy the Democrats, frankly, and, you know, I hate to say I hope they continue it, but it's on their path to self-destruction.
Exactly.
There was a poll, a Rasmussen poll came out just yesterday that shows that 9 out of 10 Americans want to protect free speech and are opposed to political correctness. Mm. Now, that is the hallmark of the Democratic Party, is being politically correct, using racial identity, using various methods to try to divide the American people up by class, by income, by race, by religion. And the American people are starting to get upset about it, and they're starting to get fed up with it. And, you know, I saw this. This is very similar to what I saw back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm that old. You know, I was.
I'm right with you, Michael. I'm right with you.
I was on the college campus at LSU, and both in undergraduate school and law school. I was the head of the Young Republicans, and then the Young Americans for Freedom. I was state chairman. I was a national secretary, and we started talking then about the silent majority, people that were sitting around and doing nothing, as the radicals were basically trying to take over our campuses, and in some instances were succeeding. They were, you know, occupying administrative buildings, and nobody was really doing anything. And people started to speak up. I think that's what we're going to see happening here. Mm. because we've got a lot of Americans out there who are saying, look, I'm tired of being told that I'm a racist because I voted for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being told that I'm a racist because I'm a Republican, or I'm a racist because I fly the American flag, or I'm a racist because I believe in protecting our heritage. And, you know, that's something else that's very important. We need to stand up to this nonsense about destroying America's history.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm right with you on this, Michael. And, of course, this is being debated in every part of our culture, including football players, whether or not they want to respect our flag, take a knee. And, you know, and this is something the NFL still hasn't figured out. I'm really surprised over the consternation on this thing. I mean, this is a simple fact. This is a free market. The free market is telling you that it's unacceptable. Your ratings are down. You've lost a lot of money. And now you've got some of these teams wanting to double down on this whole issue. People go to football for entertainment. They do not want to be indoctrinated. You know, say that for another venue. Just because you happen to be a star and you get approbation and approval from the public, the paying public, doesn't mean that that gives you a right to indoctrinate them and to push your views upon them. And that's what's happening. And they're misreading this whole thing. And I think it's going to be another costly season for the NFL, Michael.
I think so, too. And I think the pushback is coming, in, not just in the NFL, but all over the place, because mm-hmm. we're being indoctrinated everywhere.
Right.
And one of the things that I'm starting to work on, and I've completed my tenure as executive director of the United States Justice Foundation. I'd actually signed on to do it for about a year,
right.
And I ended up doing it for 4 years. But now I'm moving on, and I'm putting together a new nonprofit that's going to focus on protecting our children and educating our children, because our children right now are being indoctrinated in the schools, not just the colleges. It's particularly bad there, but of course in high schools and all over the country.
Well, you got these young kids, Michael. I mean, we've been talking about this repeatedly with experts that are coming in, you know, educational experts, the attrition of school teachers that are saying, hey, I'm out of here. This isn't fun. I don't have a fair chance at this. I'm about reading, writing, arithmetic, and now they want me to spend all this time on, you know, indoctrinating the kids on what bathroom to use and all these LGBTQ issues. And we're not talking high school. We're not talking college. We're talking second and third graders here, Michael. This is how bad it's gotten.
Well, we're even talking kindergarten.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've gotten down in kindergarten. There was a story just recently about kindergarten students being taught about transgender and having somebody who was supposedly transgender come into their classroom and actually change clothes.
Yes,
so
I saw
that. Another gender. And, you know, that type of thing is something that we have to push back on. And the way to do that is not through Congress. It's through our school boards. Mm-hmm. We need to take back our local governments. We need to take back our local school boards. And we need to take back our colleges. Mm-hmm. These are publicly funded colleges for the most part that use taxpayer dollars. And they are telling students that you cannot say certain things. You cannot do certain things. You have to toe the party line, meaning the Democratic Party line.
Right.
But, well, it's not the Democratic Party anymore. No. It never was, really. Mm. It is a socialist party. I mean, what they're pushing now is full-fledged socialism and communism.
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling us, our kids, that it's okay to be a snowflake. It's okay to run and hide when somebody says something offensive to you. And only 8% of the Americans that were polled by the Rasmussen poll said they favored political correctness over free speech.
Mm-hmm.
Only 8% said that they thought people ought to be protected from anything that offends them. Well, I'm sorry, but that's not the real life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in our colleges right now, in our high schools. Students are being taught, if somebody says something you don't like, run and hide.
Yeah.
Go to your safe room and cuddle your teddy bear or try to color within the lines in your coloring book. How is that preparing people for the real world? You get out on the business world, that's not the way it's going to be.
Exactly.
You're not going to be protected. You're going to have to fight to be successful.
Well, the international community, Michael, is licking their chops because they're looking at this and going, hey, these guys are rolling over. I mean, it's like, you know, like you're getting ready for a football contest for the weekend in the NFL, and you know the other team is laying on their back, and they've, you know, because they found their safe place, and you're just going, oh, this is going to be an easy Sunday. We're just going to walk right through them. Michael Conley, constitutionalist attorney, U.S. Army vet, and executive director with the U.S. Justice Foundation. More from Michael.
In a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
So way you like me. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And this incredible Blessed Network that we're associated with, over 280 affiliates across the country, around the world via shortwave. We're all over the place, and we thank you very much for your support and passing on the good word and telling your local stations, look it, you need to pick up Bill Martinez Live. Bless your hearts, and again, I appreciate all the letters that you've been sending. The question came up a while ago, Michael Connelly. People say, hey, you know, we haven't heard from Michael Connelly in a while. And I said, well, you know, Michael has been hunkering down. He's been dealing with, I say hunkering down. You hunkered down, and you had to deal with a tornado there where the ranch was hit pretty heavily. It's been quite devastating for you and your family. So you've kind of been in real rebuild mode, over $100,000 worth of damage, and you can't keep a good man down, and I appreciate you getting back up and fighting a good fight. And you know, we want everybody to know that Michael Connelly is definitely in business. He's always been in business, but now we need to come alongside and help you out here as you get back on your feet and get things going. You're back in the house finally after what almost 40 days of hotel living, which is not a whole lot of fun.
Right. And what happened was is that we live in Van Zandt County in Texas, East Texas, and we have a small ranch, and we had 9 tornadoes hit the county in the 3-hour period.
Wow.
Back on April 29th. 5 of them on the ground at the same time. The biggest in F5 hit us directly. So it's been, you know, we had 4 people killed in the area, over 50 injured. Most of the houses around us are totally gone. They were just totally wiped out, most of the ranch houses. Yeah. We managed to survive with damage, severe damage, but we're back on our feet and back in the fight.
Well, we want to do whatever we can to support the cause here. Of course, Michael's focus, as he mentioned earlier, now going to be targeted toward the youth, the next generation, which I believe is absolutely critical. And Michael, how can people come alongside, buy your books, get involved, and help the cause here and help the Connelly family?
Well, you can go to my website. It's at www.michaelconnelly.jigsy.com. On my website, you can, that's where I have my blog, and I haven't written much on it in the last 4 months, and I apologize to people for that, but I'm going to get back to it now and put more articles on my blog. You can go on there. You can donate to help support the website. You can also buy copies of my books, my book about my dad's unit in World War II, The Mortarman. It's become a bestseller. It's available on the website, along with all of my other books and my little book on the Constitution. You can also get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. All of my books are available there. My new patriotic novel, The Rag, which the left absolutely hates. They have called, gone on Amazon and said, this guy is a gun nut and an ultra-conservative. And they think they're insulting me. Well, they're not. They're actually complimenting me when they say that.
Yeah.
But you can buy my books through the website or through all of the book websites, and that will help us get back on our feet somewhat, because we did take some big hits, but we had fortunately some pretty good insurance, and we're getting back on our feet slowly but surely.
Well, thank God for that, and we want to encourage you, Michael, and your family. This is a tough situation, not only for you directly, but as you say, you know, neighbors. I mean, you look out over the landscape, and where there were farmhouses and friends that you knew, you know, some are no more, and that area was particularly devastated. I mean, that kind of tornadic activity is just absolutely incomprehensible, you know, for many of us, because unless you've been there and gone through it, you can only imagine you know, the devastation and the horror, and then the reality of, oh, now we got to, you know, build it back up, right?
Exactly. Well, the tornado, the big one that hit us, stayed on the ground for 51 miles.
Oh, wow.
That's unheard of. Mm-hmm. That's never happened before. A town about 10 miles north of us was totally wiped out, a little town. Everything was destroyed. So, you know, we look out of, going out of our front yard of our ranch house, and we look out in the distance, and we can see what used to be beautiful forest, piney woods, is gone. Everything is gone.
Wow.
So it's been pretty devastating.
That's a heartbreak.
Well, Michael, getting back to our topic here, and the silent majority cannot afford to remain silent, although I believe the silent majority spoke loud and clear back in November. The mainstream media, the Democrats, they are beside themselves, and they just cannot believe that the people have spoken. They continue to hold on and double down with the very policies and things that got us into trouble here, and are doing everything they can to derail, even to the point of, you know, you've got several congressmen, congresswomen talking about impeaching the president, but yet, on the other hand, trying to claim some sort of high moral ground and holding on to the integrity of this Democratic Republic. I don't know how they reconcile their words.
Well, first of all, the ones that are talking about impeachment don't even understand the concept of impeachment and what's in the Constitution. In order for any official in the federal government to be impeached, any elected official, or for that matter, appointed official, they have to have committed high crimes or misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing there that the president has done other than be elected, and that, to them, that's a high crime and misdemeanor because, you know, the American people, we're supposedly too stupid to know what's good for us.
Mm-hmm.
We, the left, particularly the Hollywood elitist and the East Coast elitist, are furious because we were supposed to do what they told us to do.
Exactly.
We were supposed to anoint Hillary Clinton, mm-hmm. and we didn't do it. And they hate us for that, and now they're telling us that they're going to impeach the president because he's illegitimate because we elected him.
Right.
And that is not what the Constitution allows.
I mean, considering that they are elected officials, they should know better. I mean, this is absolute malpractice, isn't it, on their behalf? To make statements like that? I mean, they're not getting called out on it. I mean, they should be, you know, censured. I know some have been, but I even more so. It's like, you know, what allows you as a, you know, even in the name and the words of and what we believe in the Constitution, in our First Amendment rights, this is totally irresponsible on their position as officials. I mean, they're, you know, even as an attorney, Michael, as you know, there are certain things you cannot say because you're an attorney. You are an officer of the court. And you have to be responsible for the words you put out there. And but for some reason, people in Congress can, you know, spout out things that I believe are very dangerous and reckless to this republic.
Well, not only dangerous and reckless to the republic, but in some cases, they're actually a violation of federal law.
Mm-hmm.
If a federal official... We all take the same oath of office. I took it as a member of the United States military
mm-hmm.
to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. If you violate that oath of office, which many of these people are doing every time they talk about, you know, impeaching the president, or every time they talk about, well, we have to, you know, protect radical Islam.
Right.
We have to do away with Christianity. We have to be politically correct. They are violating their oath of office because they're not protecting the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
There are federal statutes that make that a criminal offense,
mm-hmm.
and they could be prosecuted for that.
Well, we had a congresswoman saying that the president ought to be assassinated. Are you kidding me? This is
exactly
how crazy it's gotten. Go ahead, Mike.
You know, it's going to continue. We need to continue to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. And I think if the Democrats continue with their current philosophy, and that is of telling the American people that we're stupid, telling us that we need to do what we're told to do, and, you know, start marching in lockstep, that in 2018, they're going to, when they think they're going to take back the House and think they're going to take back the Senate, they're going to be in for a bloody surprise because of, based on the polling I'm seeing, and a silent majority is still out there.
You know, without a doubt. It's speaking up more and more and becoming less and less silent. And they need to continue to move in that direction. Michael Conley on Bill Martinez Live. Michael, all the best to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
They'll know we are Christians by our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
You know, that's the challenge, you know, as the song says, they'll know us by our love. Is your love showing? Maybe that's what we need to ask ourselves. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, welcome back. Rashini Rajkumar joins us. She is a communications expert, as she says, in the modern vernacular, more of a presence engineer who works with corporate and sports executives, a former TV reporter who's conducted thousands of interviews, experienced contentious press conferences where she's had to make sure her questions get asked. Rashini, appreciate you coming on. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much, Bill.
Well, we had some fun. We saw the eclipse. Huh? You were out there personal, saw it up close and personal. You could touch it.
Yes, we are in Nashville, and Nashville and its area was one of the places that was going to be 99 and 100%. It was really, really neat being in downtown Nashville, and you know, it really became a communal experience with all the people around you were all wearing those glasses. Just to know that, you know, something in the skies and really, you know, nature around us is so brilliant. And for a moment, Bill, millions of people across the planet, maybe even billions, were caught up in the same experience. We can't say that about a lot of things these days, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. So, yeah, go figure. Something like a total eclipse bringing people together and maybe understanding we're maybe not as significant and arrogant as we think we might be.
Great point.
Just saying. Rasheen, I wanted to bring you on because of the work that you've done, you know, with the NFL, including the Minnesota Vikings in the past. Again, you and I have had this conversation previously last year when Colin Kaepernick came out and created such a rumble. And then, of course, now in the offseason, he's been trying to get a job. He's kind of out there. And you think, okay, we're through this. The NFL saw that this cost them money, the poor handling of Colin Kaepernick and the expression, his civil expression, has every right to do this. We're not saying that he doesn't. But like anything, there could be consequences that come with it. And I'm not sure the NFL is seeing this correctly or some of the football players, because it looks like you know, some football players are insisting on taking a knee through this season. And I ask you, is this going to be worth it?
You know, I don't know if it's going to be worth it. We are in such a polarized country right now, and civil rights are important, but people are really, really banding together behind the flag. And, you know, as we saw in Charlottesville, people also banding together behind the old South. So, I mean, there are so many things that are dividing people right now that when you're in the machine that is the NFL, it is very hard to do your own thing. As much as they may want to portray, the NFL may want to portray, hey, we let people speak their mind, do their own thing. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and they are going to lash out if you're doing anything that hurts their brand.
Well, the thing is, it's not so much that even the NFL, because I think that they have been sitting on their hands a little bit. This is something that it appears to me that they're not sure what to do and how to handle this, because this is becoming a bit of a civil rights issue, unfortunately. But like you just expressed with what happened with the eclipse, you know, there's reason for people to come together. And I believe there's a place to exercise this. Now, do you want to hijack your office, your place of where you work, and hijack it for your own personal interest? I think, you know, these are some of the things that need to be considered. And you, as a crisis management consultant, you know, I'm looking to you to say, okay, am I misreading this? Because after everything is all said and done, Rasheeni, Colin Kaepernick, the other football players, whether it's football, basketball, any other expression, look at you, you know, you have the right. Go and do it. But if I pay a lot of money for a ticket to go see a football game, I'm coming to see a football game. I'm not coming to get, you know, politically beat up or indoctrinated.
No, you're exactly right. And in my past days as a television reporter, I mean, I didn't even wear a cross when I was on the air. I mean, I'm Catholic because I didn't want anyone to look at even a symbol while I was on the air working for the brand that was my television station in any particular market and having any judgment about me. So when you work for a brand that is the NFL or whatever your company is, you are kind of saying, okay, I'm going to go along with your policies. And yes, I have free speech rights. And yes, I have the rights protected by the Constitution. And as long as they don't conflict, you know, what you're asking me to do. And this is something that, like you're saying, the NFL is sort of sitting on their hands about it. The NFL really does have the right to expect a certain level of decorum from its players. And if players do not want to respect the rules that are within the NFL, then they have the right to not be an NFL player. We have this amazing country that does protect our rights. And, you know, whenever I'm at baseball games or football games or whatever it is, and the national anthem is playing, I stand up. You know, I have my hands behind my back, or I stand up and respect the flag, because guess what? Every day I don't agree with every single thing our government is doing or what's going on in this country. But at the end of the day, we are in a free country, and there's so many things we can do here that aren't allowed in other countries that
exactly.
I still respect that flag, right? So, again, I kind of my analogy is when I work for a TV station, other than now when I'm an independent business owner. But when I worked for a TV station, I had to sign a contract that said, you know, basically I could be fired for any reason, but for sure behavior that wasn't part of the brand of that TV station. So if the NFL comes out deeming that that behavior is not within their brand, then they are in the right to do it. But the other case here, the other side of the coin, Bill, is not just the law, but it's the optics and the PR, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are on the side of those players right now, and that's probably why the NFL has felt so hamstrung. But, I mean, they have every right to say you can't do that. You got to respect the flag. You got to do what you're doing, you know, do what we want you to do. But it is a very, very tough day for them. It's a tough line to draw when you're looking at the PR battle and, you know, think of all the things that go viral. And basically, you're a journalist these days if you have a camera and a camera phone. So a lot of conflicting issues. I think if the NFL itself were my client, I would get the parties together behind closed doors, really trying to understand what their needs are. And then maybe come out in some sort of joint press conference and talk about how this is going to be handled, because it also does become distracting. You know, this is a game. It's football. It's a game.
Well, this is entertainment. This is entertainment. Yeah. This is what they exist. They need to get together and say, guys, look, you need to understand what we're in the business about. You know, what is our business about? We're not here for politics. You know, we're here for entertainment. We got fans coming in from all kinds of expressions. I mean, like, all of a sudden, what are we going to do? Have somebody supporting the KKK, and now we got to give them space? Or even worse yet, does it get to the point, Rashini, where the NFL finally throws their hands up in the air and says, you know what? We're not even going to do the national anthem anymore. We're just going to take the national anthem out because
that would be
sad.
That would be really sad. They're part of a team. They're not only an individual player. You know, if Aretha Franklin or Eminem, which they have, want to make a political statement, they are individual entertainers, and they can do that, and we can or can't buy their music. But in this case, it's a brand. You're part of one team and then part of a larger organization. It becomes deceptive. And this might sound very contradictory to who I am as an American. I'm a naturalized citizen. But let me tell you, I believe in free speech. But at the end of the day, like you say, this is entertainment. You've agreed to be part of a brand. And guess what? There are a lot of other guys out there who want to play football. And if you don't want to go along with the rules, you can walk. And they will fill that spot. I mean, hopefully it doesn't get to that, Bill. But it's a business. That's what happens.
Well, there's definitely a cry for leadership on this whole thing, Rashini, and the NFL leadership, I believe, is falling short, not only on behalf of their players, but on behalf of their fans as well, that are looking at the exits because they're not happy the way this is being played out. Rashini Rajkumar has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rashini, as always.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. James Hurston joins us now. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing?
Hey, doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Hey, equally so, but I got to tell you, all the Trump opponents, are they just going to, like, you know, is Trump like rope-a-doping them that sooner or later they're just going to get tired? I mean, they got to just be arm and tongue weary after all this nonstop blasting on Trump's character, his administration. I mean, it's like, let's take every word he says and let's split it apart and get in an argument over it.
Well, what's amazing is in the most recent opportunity to attack Trump, it wasn't the words he said, it was the words that were put in his mouth by the corrupt media. Because what he said was he condemned bigotry and racism on no uncertain terms, called on the American people to show affection and love each other and come together. And there's no way that any reasonable person would interpret that as anything negative, but the press found a way and the people that hate him found a way. And, of course, in Hollywood, it reverberated like a pinball machine back and forth. And a couple of things are the result. The president announced that he and the first lady would not attend the Kennedy annual honors, which are given typically to performers and artists and represented by people in Hollywood or people in the music business and that sort of thing. That happened. And then there's an arts commission that, that traditionally is chaired by the first lady, and all the members of the arts commission resigned at the same moment, and that was big headlines. Oh, look at Trump. Yeah. His arts commission falls apart. He can't do the Kennedy honors. Well, the main honoree of the Kennedy honors was Norman Lear. Now, remember, Norman Lear created sitcoms like All in the Family back in the day in the 80s. And what a consummate hypocrite Norman Lear is and what he represents. Because he is a far-left founder of this group, People for the American Way, that I've always called People for the Soviet Way, because it's so far-left. And it's his side that is suppressing a free expression like crazy. His shows that he made a living off of could not be on the air today because of the political correctness imposed by his left wing. I mean, it's so ironic because a show like All in the Family, where there was a character who actually told the truth about his feelings about what was happening in America, Archie Bunker could not be on the air today. And then
how does he reconcile
about
that?
Distortion.
Yeah, how does he reconcile that?
He doesn't. Reconciling opposite ideas, as we discuss each and every week, are not part of the requirement to be a left-winger, particularly in Hollywood. You know, it's like Sean Penn. He's a champion of free speech who has pictures of himself with his arm around a dictator who's shutting down newspapers and television stations in Venezuela, Hugo Chavez, or his successor, Maduro. So, yeah, these people don't have to reconcile. And then, you know, Lionel Richie started being wishy-washy, saying he might boycott. There's another dancer said they might boycott the Kennedy thing. So the president and the first lady said they didn't want to be a political distraction, and they pulled out now over an event that happens in December. And I think it's kind of Trump's way of saying, you know, I got bigger things to do. I'm going to focus on my agenda and not worry about these people. But what's interesting, I mentioned this Commission on the Arts, again, a bunch of hypocrites. And
well, these are all a bunch
members.
Of, and these are all a bunch of Obama holdovers, right? I mean, this isn't right?
That every one of them was appointed by Obama, and the president has had problems, you know, with his nominations and stuff. And he asked them to agree to stay on the committee until he could appoint replacements. The president Trump has never convened this committee. It has no meaning whatsoever. But guess what? The press either didn't report that or buried it. Their headlines were, the members of the president's arts committee all resigned in protest. It was on the same day that we heard these CEOs, these weenie resign.
Right, right.
And so, again, it's the distortion of Charlottesville rather than the facts on Charlottesville, which we don't really still have. We're still trying to find out exactly why it was that the guy who applied for a license was an Obama supporter and an Occupy Wall Street member before he became a white supremacist. And we're still investigating where the money came from. We certainly know that on one side, the money came from Soros and people like Soros and his organizations. But the question is, who financed the white supremacist side?
Exactly.
And that is going to be an interesting thing to find out. And, of course, the mainstream press is not looking into it. Hopefully, Jeff Sessions' Justice Department is.
Yeah, but once again, though, James, we're finding out that President Trump is more right than wrong. You know, but certainly the media is not going to report on itself. This is why the fake news label continues to stick on them, because even the victim's mom, the gal that was run over, Ms. Heyer, the mom said that she agreed with Trump and supported his position on this. But, of course, mainstream media is not going to echo that, right?
No, of course not. And in Hollywood, you know, where I cover, some of the executives have to whisper. But I got to tell you, they're nervous about hearing about these statues being torn down. And even from the point of view of calls to change or tear down Jefferson and Washington, They're concerned about that because they've been involved in production of remakes of 1984, and they know what it means when the left tries to alter history. And so, yeah, they're concerned. I mean, I organized a group. We were going to go down to the Wax Museum in Hollywood and tear down the wax statue of Barbra Streisand. But they wouldn't let us. So.
Well, that's because she was already in the moving van. She was, remember, she was departing the country, so you probably couldn't find her. But, you know, what you're referring to in a bit here, James, is think about what Martin Niemöller said, who was the prominent Protestant pastor who emerged as an outspoken public foe of Adolf Hitler and spent the last 7 years of Nazi rule in concentration camps. He said, you know, first they came for the socialists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. He said, then they came for trade unionists, and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for Jews, and I didn't speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So is this what Hollywood's going to be faced with? Is there, there's not going to be anybody there to speak for them?
Yeah, it could be, because their free speech, their free expression is going to be stripped away as well. And there are going to be people who would like to speak out, but they know that if they do, they'll be rejected and made pariahs in the community. You know, it's kind of like they took down a statue of the equivalent of the unknown soldier of the Confederacy they took down in Durham.
Right, exactly.
It wasn't any particular person. But we know there were hundreds of thousands of people who died in the Civil War from ordinary families and homes. And the issue of slavery wasn't the prominent reason that they were fighting. And the fact is, the last Confederate veteran, we don't really, of the Civil War, died in 1958, in the last century. So we have families down there in the South whose great-grandfathers fought in the Civil War. And for them to have some commemoration of the service to their region, and for them to have a heritage of history, and to learn from history, this tearing down of historical artifacts is an ignorant kind of a thing, but it's also dangerous.
Exactly, I was going to say, very
dangerous.
There's
a slippery slope, and so what are we going to have? And pretty soon, then what you have is a country without a past, and that's exactly what George Orwell talked about in 1984.
Yeah. Exactly.
The fictitious totalitarian regime wanted to destroy the past to control the present.
Right. Yeah, the present and the future, and this is, this is history right before our eyes. You know, last week, James, we didn't get a chance to talk about Mark Zuckerberg, but you were definitely ahead of the curve on that one, because now we're seeing reports that, Mr. Zuckerberg may have political ambitions. Can you believe that?
Oh yeah, his friends call him Zuck,
yeah.
And for Zuck watchers, this guy has visited 43 states in 18 months. He's got these photo ops. I mean, they're kind of comical. If you think of Zuckerberg, he's a bit like an actor from Revenge of the Nerds. And he's riding a tractor in Wisconsin. He's playing basketball in North Carolina. He's attending an African-American church in South Carolina. He's in a factory wearing factory clothes in Michigan. I mean, this guy is running. I mean, he's seriously running. He has changed his proxy statement of Facebook to essentially describe him as a founder, to allow the founder to take a leave of absence to serve in a government office. And he's hired basically a top-level campaign staff. But what he's done is employed it in his charity. David Plouffe, remember him, who worked for Obama?
Right. Oh, wow.
A guy that worked for Bush, Ken Mellman, and a whole bunch of others, including Joe Biden's former press
secretary. We're going to have to continue to keep an eye on that, James. We're out of time right now, but appreciate the insight as always. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Way. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Way's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Way for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.